The Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis begins with the words "Ein Moidedin Ela Min HaMumcha," that the measuring of the Tchum on Shabbos may only be done with a Mumcha. And there are actually three different Pshatim in the Rishonim. What does this Mishnah mean? Rashi and the Rambam learn Pshat "Ein Moidedin Ela Min HaMumcha," means that you have to use somebody who's an expert in medida, in measuring, to do the measuring of the tchum. In fact, Rashi changes the wording of the Mishnah, because if the Mishnah, as Rashi says, means to teach us that ein moidedin ela min hamumcha, from an expert, so the Mishnah should not have said min hamumcha, ein moidedin ela mumcha. And that's why Rashi indeed changes the girsa. So Rashi and the Rambam say that it has to be somebody who's an expert in measuring. As the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis says, Mumcha hu adam hayudeyu ubaki malachim and amalachas or madam and amadam. That means he's an expert in this field, that he's an expert in the field of measuring. Rabbeinu Yoinasan actually says that not only must he be an expert in knowing how to measure a field, but he also has to be an individual that knows all of the halachas that are relevant to Hilchis Medida. As the Shaar HaTzion in Simen Shin Tzadik Tes, Sif Katan Yud Tes, quotes the Rabbeinu Yoinasan and says, because sometimes if you won't know all the halachas, you can make mistakes. As we learned in the previous sugya, he points out that when there's a ditch or a mountain, as long as they're not wider than 50 amos, you could be mavliya them. The halacha that we consider the city a square, even if it's actually shaped as a circle. The halacha of how we measure the tchum, as we've learned many times, we put a box of 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma on every corner of the city, which actually gives us a diagonal of that square of 2,800. All of these are critical halachas in Hilchis Tchumim that only somebody who really knows the halachas is able to paskin these halachas, and anyone else could come to make a terrible mistake. That's the approach Rashi, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yoinasan take to this halacha of Ein Moidedin Ela Min HaMumcha. The Gaon Tosfos, however, explains Mumcha means that you have to measure from a flat ground. This is Tosfos on the bottom of the Amid of Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. And Tosfos says you have to measure on flat terrain that is near the city. The Goyim, on the other hand, learn Pshat that you could only measure from a place that you could have a straight line. But if you're going to have to not be able to measure straight because there are ditches, there are mountains, up front look from where you're going to measure, and be careful to measure only from a place where you'll be able to measure the straight to 2,000 amos. So we have essentially here two different approaches in the Rishonim how to learn the words Ein Moidedin Ela Min HaMumcha. Rashi and the Rambam's approach is referring to the individual, the expert who's doing the measuring. And the other Rishonim say that the Mishnah is referring to the area, the actual ground, the actual area where we're going to be doing the Medida. Interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch takes both approaches. In Sif Zayin, in Shimon Shin Tes, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like Rashi and the Rambam, Ein Soimchim Ela Al Medidas Odom Mumcha, Shudei Medis Karka. He quotes the opinion of Rashi that the person who has to be an expert. On the other hand, if we look at Sif Dalid, it says, La Yimdad Ela Kenegre Ir, you should do the Medida from the city, as the Reinu Hananel just said, not from outside the city. And on the other hand, and we'll speak about this more later in the Shir, in Sif Vav of Simin Shin Tzadik Tes, it seems to, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be following the opinion of the Gaonim that says that if you see that where you're measuring is not straight, then measure in a place where you won't have to do any Havlah. So we see that both Pshatim are accepted lahalacha. In understanding this machloikus rishonim and these opinion, so as we pointed out, the first problem with Rashi's pshat is the wording of the Mishnah. Ein moedin ela min mumcha. It should have said ein moedin ela mumcha. So we said that Rashi, in fact, takes out the word min. Another question that the Rishonim point out is that the Mishnah seems to be having a mix, not a consistency in language. Because on one hand, the Mishnah begins with a Lashon Rabbim, Ein Moedidin, so it's a Lashon Rabbim, and then the Mishnah switches Ela Min HaMumcha, which is a Lashon Yochid. So I saw that the Sefer Megadim Chadoshim asked this question, and he interestingly says, Pshat in the Mishnah according to Rashi is as follows. As we've learned in the previous Mishnais, we actually need two people to do the Medida. But even though we need two people to do the Medida, and that's why the Mishnah uses the Lashon Moedidin, on the other hand, only one of those two individuals needs to be a mumcha. And that's why the Mishnah combines, says the Megadim Chadoshim, the Lashon Rabbim and the Lashon Yochid, to teach us that you have to have two people, but from those two people, one must be a mumcha. The Sefer Meroy Meisada asks a question that, as we're going to learn later in the Mishnah, we're going to discuss this, that we see that actually, in Hilchis Eruvei Tchumim, there are certain kulis. Our Mishnah says that a Noshim and Avodim or Nemon are trusted as far as Hilchis Tchumim. Why all of a sudden does the Mishnah, on the other hand, require a Mumcha? So Meroy Meisada says that when it comes to measure the Tchum of a city that our Mishnah is discussing, so we're referring to something that applies to the entire community. When the entire community is relying on something, says the Meroy Meisada, even though perhaps it's only the Rabbanon, as the Gemara says, and we're going to discuss, we don't want to rely on we want to use the best, we use a Mumcha. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Tikkun Erevin quotes the Yismach Moshe that says that when L'chatchila, the proper way of measuring the tchum of a city is by having three experts who know how to measure and know the halacha. That's the optimal way to do the measuring of a city. But as we said, Tosfos, quoting the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Goyim, have a very different approach to this Mishnah. And their approach is that the Mishnah is not referring to the individual who's doing the Medida, but rather the Mishnah is referring to how the area that the Medida has to be done. And the Beis Meir, the Prisha, ask a question. The question is that how could Tosfos say that we look to do the measuring straight from the city itself, where in the previous Mishnah, we learned that the Medida, if when doing the Medida, you come to a ditch or you come to a mountain that's wider than 50 amos, so we learned you should go to the place in the ditch and in the mountain which is narrower than 50 amos. So how do we understand Tosfos that says always measure from the area of the city? And actually, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that it seems that we have a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, because in Shimon Shin Tzadik Tes Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Chananel, as I read earlier. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet begins Lo Yimdoid El Kenegre Ir El Filum Yesh Horim V'Gayis Kenegdoid. Even when measuring directly parallel to the city, you're going to be measuring, there's going to be mountains and valleys. That's still the way you should measure. On the other hand, asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it says in Sif Vav, Higia lahar ol gai, overkoma shu mimenu mekenegre ir, shu roch mechamishim ama. If you're measuring parallel to the city and you're going to encounter a mountain or a valley which is wider than 50 amma, and therefore any yochel lavlioi, so he says, move up or down the mountain, move up or down that valley, move up or down that hill, as long as you remain within the tchum, and you'll be, and you could be mavliyit. So how do we understand? On one hand, in Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says, just do versus the city, and in the other place, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, pay attention. So, the simple teretz, which is the teretz that the Prisha and the Beis Meir says, that you have to look at what you're doing. If it's going to be a situation where Havlah is possible, so that's where Sifav kicks in, and the halach is don't measure right next to the city. If, however, it's going to be a situation where you can't do Havlah anyway, so then do the measurement next to the city. Another pshat is a very interesting pshat. And this is pshat in the previous Gemara as well. When you have an area where you have a ditch, where you have a mountain that's 50 amos wide in one spot, more than 50 amos wide in one spot, and in another spot it's less than 50 amos wide, that's when, say the Achroinim, the halacha is go to the spot that's less than 50 amos wide. But what would be the halacha if you have a ditch or a mountain that's either more than 50 amos wide or it doesn't exist at all? So say the Achroinim, that this is the halacha that Tosfos is coming to teach us. And Tosfos is teaching us that when in the previous sugya we learned that if you have a ditch or a mountain, that in certain spots it's wider than 50 amos, and in other spots it's narrower 50 amos, the halacha allows you to measure it by the place that's less than 50 amos. But that's provided that you could identify a spot that's less than 50 amos wide. But if you can't, if it's either more than 50 amos wide or nothing, that's the halacha that Tosfos is coming to teach us, that then you have no choice. You can't do a havlah because it's more than 50 amos wide. You can't, and therefore, the only option will be, as we learned in the previous sugya, is to do kiddur.